KFASCH.
KFASCH. This is K8GMR. What's going on?
Not too much. Just walking the dog at the park. Thought I'd bring my handheld along with me and see if I can come out here. Pretty good reception.
Yeah, it's turning out to be kind of a nice day. I was a little concerned this morning. It was kind of looking nasty out, but just got back from doing some running around and getting ready to putz around in the yard.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little bit chilly this morning, but the sun came out. It's really nice on now. Yeah, I'll probably get back home and put some stuff on as well.
You, what park are you at? Are you over at a park by your house or over my area?
Yeah, a little bit east of me, kind of by the train tracks. I don't know if you're familiar, but basically like 10 minutes east of me.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah, it's warming up.
I think it's coming. Look at the forecast. We're starting to get, you know, a little bit warmer here and there, but, I mean, I can't complain about today, you know. So, are you just working on mulch and stuff still?
Yeah, just kind of a little bit of everything. I just bought two smaller arborvitaes to throw in the front of the house. And just kind of trying to tie up all these loose ends. I still got to split all those grasses and mulch all there. So, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm just going to kind of do it little by little and hopefully we can wrap it up soon, but if you're going to be around later, I set up a mag mount antenna for the truck to hook up to the HD. I want to see how that was working, if that would work any better, and then I want to give a hand mic a shot later, but I just walked in the door, so I'm going to start getting back into this, and then I can play around a little bit when I'm ready to take a break.
Yeah, let me know. I should be around all day, essentially. What kind of, is that a Bluetooth hand like you got or something different?
No, just a small, cheap plug-in mic for the handheld. I figured trying a couple different things because it's easy to just talk the handheld in the truck, and if I can hook it up to that mag mount antenna, get a little better range. It'll be a little easier just using a hand mic while driving, but I don't know if it sounds good or bad, so we'll see. I know that other one you said sounded kind of muffled, but we'll see how it is when it gets here. Who knows, whenever they deliver it, probably won't be till 10 o'clock tonight, so hopefully earlier.
Yeah, I wanted to try that too. Are those hand mics, will it work essentially the same as they would on Apple? I've never tried it, so.
Yeah, it should work the same. It's just, just extending, to a hand mic. So, same plug, just plug it into the side of the radio. You might even have some that, might have some older ones that came with the, those old, like, bale things or something.
Yeah, I think I have a bale thing one. Look, I think it's right. What are you talking about right now? I forget which one you have.
No, I'm just on the handheld there, that 878.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You sound good. I guess that's good. Call up when I get you. Yeah. So.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go right now. You got a lot of wind noise behind you, but other than that, it sounded good. So I'll reach out in a little bit or once you get home and settled, try to get a hold of me. And we'll talk to you in a little while. Okay, GMR.
All right, sounds good. KFASCH.
T8MXG. I got a Canadian question. Anybody out there?
Uh,
I got the best signal because I'm right underneath the repeater. Okay, say this. Just testing.
NADBO.
Good afternoon, KFAS.
Good afternoon. I looked today. I couldn't find that CSV. I was going to send it to you, but I must have just deleted it. I was screwing around because on my computer at home, I don't have a Microsoft license. I think I was doing it in Google Sheets, and I probably just deleted it out of my downloads when I was done. That way I didn't get confused the next time I got to go grab it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more looking for the format of the CSV file, so when it generates it, I keep it in the right format. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to add it to my little scraper that's running on GitHub. It's using GitHub Actions. It runs once a day, and it generates a new CSV file. It goes and grabs the DMR contacts, and it goes and grabs who's last heard on this talk group, and it melds them all together and makes a nice little CSV file, especially for a limited amount of contact space.
There's actually a YouTube video out there. I forgot what the hell it's called. I think it's how to bulk import contacts into Motorola Radio or something like that. And in his video description, he has the template already formatted.
Okay. Yeah, if you have a link, if you link to that video, let me know. I'm driving right now, so I can't obviously look. There's another station there. Go ahead, NX.
Well, thank you very much there. Sort of apologize for breaking in like that, but just wanted to make sure my radio is communicating there. Thank you very much for coming back to me. The name is Ron, and I'm also working with different links on different radios. Take care. And November 8th, X-Ray Oscar Lima. Be clear. You guys go ahead and proceed.
No problem. You're making it in just fine. And Dave, I will find that video when I stop driving. I'm on my way home. So it shouldn't be hard to find. It was this weekend, so it's got to be somewhere in my recent watch history on YouTube. But, yeah, that was a learning curve. I mean, the template's easy. And then I just had a Excel formula that would name the columns appropriately. So I would take the name or the column and put the name after and associate it with the DMR ID and all that. So that wasn't a big deal. It's just the Motorola is not obviously designed for that, so you can only put so many contacts before it throws an error.
Yeah, that's why I figure that it's like 1,000 at the most. I think it's 1,000. It might even be less than that. It should be at least 1,000, though, I would think. And there's not that many on this talk group. I mean, I'm seriously, it'll probably whittle it down to about like 800 or something.
I think by the time I imported it, like I said, I just grabbed the last 2,000 from the dashboard and then removed duplicates. I want to say there was 77 that I imported, and so far it's been pretty damn good. Majority of the names pop up on my radio, so I'm content with it, and honestly, it doesn't even matter that much on my mobile because I'm driving. I'm not looking at it anyway. But yeah, I think, so I did some research. I don't know how accurate it is, but you can have 1,000 channels, but I think the limit of contacts is like less than 10,000.
For context, I'm picking up my daughter who's staying with one of her friends in the old neighborhood. They're doing school work or whatever. And it's weird being in your old neighborhood.
Yes, it is. I've driven through mine a few times since we moved out, and it's always weird driving by my old house.
I honestly wonder how I lived in such a shoebox for so long, but I guess it's, you get used to it, and it's your world, and you get, you know, used to it. But I'm like, I don't know how we didn't kill each other.
I hear you. We only went up 100 square feet, and I feel like we moved into a mansion compared to our old house, just because the way it was laid out, you know, one bathroom. There's a bungalow, so one bedroom upstairs. it was, I'm glad I'm out of there.
Oh, so you were living with one bathroom, too. that honestly was the biggest issue. We only had one bathroom, and we needed at least two, you know.
Yeah, it was terrible. We'd have company over, and then have to use the bathroom that we use, and it's just, it was not convenient at all. So now we have three, and then we're going to have a fourth in the basement, so it's nice that there's plenty of room for, you know, like I said, if we have company, we got a half bath, and that's pretty much the only reason that bathroom gets used is if we have guests, which isn't a whole lot, but, I don't know how we did it. I look back, I'm like, man, we were literally stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, we were using the basement like extra area for living. I mean, if we didn't have the basement, it would be worse. But is your new house, was it pre-plumbed for a basement bathroom?
Correct. So we've got the half, the kids have a full, you know, like a split ranch, so they're on one side of the house. They've got their own full bath, and then we have our own full bath with a Jack and Jill sink, which is very, very nice, because then I don't have to fight with my wife when I'm trying to brush my teeth or get ready, and we can at least get ready at the same time.
Yeah, I have the issue. My wife can't decide which one she's going to use. She's like, the outlet doesn't work. And then I go, over to the other outlet, and the surge protector, whatever you call it, the crown salt was pressed. Which I was surprised the other outlet worked. I go, this other outlet works fine.
Mine likes to argue with me and say that we don't need to use both sinks because then she has to clean two sinks. I said, well, I didn't buy a house with two sinks. I'll only use one of them, so use it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we don't have that problem. We're using everything. I mean, everything gets used. But, yeah, as far as cleaning goes, I mean, I don't see that. A sink isn't that hard to clean. If you clean it every time, you know, it's water. You're rinsing stuff down, so. I make the kids clean their own bathroom now. And it's a little bit of a fight to get them to do it, but I get them to do it.
My oldest is finally at that point where she can help, so now she wants to help, thankfully, but we'll see how long that lasts. But we've started giving her, you know, simple chores, clean up the toys, sweep the kitchen, yada, yada, yada. So far, so good. But like I said, we'll see how long that goes on for before she says, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, the teenage years, they get a little. But you know what? At least with my daughters, they are willing to help. It's just you got to give them exact instructions. Do this way. Otherwise, it doesn't get done. And it's like, okay, now that you're done with that, do the. It's kind of like AI. You got to keep on telling it what else to do.
Well, I got it with building reports and presentations and quads at 9:00 this morning.
I missed that. What happened at 9:00? Since 9:00?
Like I said, I've been building reports and doing analytics in quads since about 9 a.m.
That's cool. I haven't really messed with the automation side of Claude. I've used it for code, and I've used it for just asking it questions. So are you using, like, workflows and things like that?
Yeah, a little bit. This morning I tied in my ticketing system with an API call, and then told Claude what I wanted. And then Claude pulled it wasn't that straightforward. So there was an API call, and then it wanted a JSON, so then I had to write a Python script to generate the JSON, and then I had to get Claude the JSON to digest the JSON, give me the report that I wanted, and then I obviously had to prompt the report, tell it what I was looking for and how I needed it to look. So it's a relatively new initiative for us. There's four of us that have premium team seats, and we've got all the same brand kit and all that, so all of our presentations are uniform now, and It's been cool. I've been finding lots of uses for it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I've been telling it to write the scripts to do the things. So, like, instead of asking AI to go and grab it and do things, I say, make me the script that's going to do that for me. So then I don't need the AI, and then I only have to use the AI for the analytics, you know, just like make the Python script so that it grabs that JSON file, and then you ask the question, you know, you have Claude or whatever ask the questions with Claude what to do with that JSON file, or you have it make another processor, you know. So you can always iterate on all that stuff. Like, I've got a bunch of stuff that are just, like, scripts hanging out in a directory called scripts. And if I find a bug, I go, go fix your script. And because this is what happened. You know, here's the output. You gave me bad output. Here's an example of the bad output. And then it goes, oh, I found a bug. I'm going to fix it for you.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that. We're still in the super, super early, like, I can almost say piloting phase, I guess, testing phase of how we're gonna leverage this. So that's currently what we're fighting right now is the repository. We don't know where we're gonna host that at. We gotta build a data lake somewhere. We don't know where we're gonna host that at. So we're kind of just getting our feet wet before we start rolling out major infrastructure and then hammering out big projects, because this is gonna be a relatively large initiative for a lot of different projects that we have in the pipeline.
All right, just seeing if I was keen up there. KF8S. Yeah, no, it sounds cool. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that are in the same boat like you're talking. They don't know what they want to do yet with this stuff. I would say I'm probably one of those people. I don't know what I want to do with this stuff. But I like experimenting with it anyways. But the one thing that I'm trying to figure out is what's the best way to minimize the amount of, like, tokens that you send in and out, because that's where you pay the money, is when you, you know, there's the input is cheap, and it's cached, so you can get a little bit of discount on the caching, but the output is what you pay for. You know, I think Opus was, like, $25 for a million tokens or something crazy like that. I don't even know what their new model is, what that costs.
That ain't new yet. So everything I've been doing has been in Opus, but if you run, /context, it gives you a readout of all your consumption and whatnot. And I can't remember how many tokens I have. I'm at 15% after a day, and I think it resets weekly. So I should be okay, but we'll see. This is just, like I said, this is a team plan, and it's the premium seat, so we'll see how that lasts. But fortunately for us, all the tokens are individual. They're not pooled amongst the team. I think that's when you jump up to enterprise that you have to deal with that.
Yeah, the other thing is they're heavily subsidizing it right now. I think I saw, like, if you have a max plan, for example, you're getting, like, $5,000 worth of compute out of it. At some point, they're going to stop subsidizing it. So that's one of the dangers, is just, like, watch out for vendor lock-in. Whatever you do with AI, try to make it so that it's somewhat agnostic if you ever had to switch vendors.
Yep, that's the other thing we're going through right now is the vetting and the comparison of all the different models and whatnot. But really, there's nothing like Claude out there at the moment.
Yeah, you can also, so you can actually use the Claude code client with other models. There's a way to do it. I forgot how to do it. I mean, it's officially not supported, but it's it is possible. So, these kids, they're bugging me. All right, I'm going to clear for a while. Maybe somebody else is out here that you can chat with, but I got to get these kids wrangled. So I'll chat with you a little bit later. KFES.
All right, man. Sounds good. NAPDF.
November 8th, actually, Oscar Lima.
58MXG, trying to roam. KC8MXG is KAFCR. Sounds like your roaming is working just fine.
escape that. I couldn't hit the Detroit repeater when I was in Windsor. I wonder what was happening.
Well, wherever you're at now, you're coming through perfectly fine. It's nice and crystal clear. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater right now, roaming myself.
In the States, and I am on the Detroit repeater, so I appreciate the response. KC8MXG, clear.
No worries. Have a great day. 73s. KE8FCR, clear.
KE8FC, monitoring.
KE8RUH, KE8WVUO, John Yelper, monitoring.